after you eat the dishes are dirty, you say, well, I've got to go
wash the dishes.
And what do you do after you wash it?
Clean up the kitchen, put the dishes away.
What kind of cloth, what do you call the cloth you use to wash the dishes?
You call it a dish rag.
And what about the one you use to dry the dishes?
A dish towel.
And the thing that you have to turn to make the water come out of?
Water faucet.
Now, would you call that something different if it's outside? Would you still call it a faucet?
A faucet.
And what do you say you're doing when you, after you washed them with the wash rag, and you stick them under the hot water?
Sterilize.
And if it got real cold last night and your pipes were exposed, you hadn't wrapped them up, and what happened to them?
They freeze and die.
Water pipes?
You have to leave the water dripping to keep the pipe from freezing.
Mm-hmm. And what happens to the pipe if the water freezes in it?
It bursts.
Let's see, you said to use a dish towel to dry the dishes. What about to dry yourself after a bath?
We use a bath towel.
And what about to wash yourself?
We use a washcloth.
What would you call a big kind of wooden container they used to use for flour, things like that?
Flour? You mean flour, what you...
The cooking flour.
I never had nothing but a flour can, but they used to have flour in barrel.
Mm. You remember how big that would be, how many pounds? Do you know what the parts of a barrel would be, the wooden pieces that go around the side or go up the side?
It'll be wood.
Do you know a name for that?
No, I sure don't.
And what about for the thing that go around and hold it together?
I call it a hook.
A hook. Did you ever buy molasses in large quantity?
Mm-mm.
What about lard?
You get it in a 3-pound can.
If you had, say, a pail or something, a pail of water, and you wanted to get it in a bottle with a narrow neck, what do you call the thing you stick in it to?
A funnel.
And what about the thing you stick in it to keep it from spilling out?
A stopper.
And would it make any difference what that's made out of as to what you call it?
They're always made out of cork.
Out of cork?
Mm-hmm.
If you go to the grocery store and get your groceries, what do they put the groceries in?
Put it in paper bag.
And what about if you get a large quantity of, say, sugar or flour, what would that come in?
It'd come in paper bag. Flour used to come in cloth bag, but everything you get now is in paper.
Mm-hmm. And what about the real rough kind of bag that maybe potatoes used to come in or things like that? Maybe feed, seed?
Yeah, you used to call it a crocus, ain't it?
And would that be a bag or a sack?
A bag.
Bag.